You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School, Series 2, Episode 3. Following your intuition, learning to trust yourself in a world full of noise. I'm your host, Kim Dunn, coming all the way from the beautiful Summerland Point, New South Wales, Australia. And today we're talking about something that so many people are searching for, and that is how to trust your intuition. So many people begin feeling more sensitive, they're more aware, more intuitive, and more emotionally connected during a spiritual awakening. But at the same time, they also doubt themselves constantly. People often wonder, is this intuition or am I making this up? Most of us never really were taught how to trust ourselves. You know, we were taught how to trust our logic over feeling and other people over ourselves. External validation over our inner knowing. And intuition is often misunderstood. You know, people sometimes imagine intuition as being something dramatic or mystical. But most of the time, intuition is actually very subtle. It can feel like a quiet knowing, feeling in your body, a sense that something doesn't feel right, or a feeling that doesn't just align with you. And sometimes, you know, your intuition arrives in that gut feeling, a sudden thought, an emotional response, even an inner pull, or simply just that deep sense of clarity. And you've got to remember that intuition isn't something outside of you. This is something that's already within you. And the challenge is not learning how to get your intuition. The challenge is really learning how to hear it clearly. You know, if someone has experienced trauma like myself, emotional pain, criticism, or instability, they often become disconnected from their body and their emotions. And those emotions are the way that they're actually protecting themselves, because the nervous system learns that it feels safer not to trust itself. And this is why healing and the nervous system regulation are so important during a spiritual awakening. Because when the body feels safer, the intuition is much easier to access. And fear and intuition can sometimes feel similar too, though, but very energetically different. Fear often feels loud, urgent, overwhelming, repetitive, anxious, and panicked. And fear tends to spiral and create that pressure, whereas your intuition usually feels calm, grounded, quiet, simple, and clear, even if the message itself is feeling uncomfortable. Remember, fear shouts and intuition whispers. And during a spiritual awakening, many people notice stronger feelings, vivid dreams, they have synchronicities, sensing energy, and heightened sensitivity. And that's simply knowing things without understanding, and knowing things without simply understanding how. You know, and this can feel exciting, but it can also feel overwhelming, especially if nobody around you understands what you're actually experiencing. For me, my intuition, it developed really slowly over time. It was through my healing, my grounding, meditation work, breath work, self-awareness, and learning to trust what I felt that my intuition became clearer. And one of the biggest things I learned that was intuition rarely screams. Most of the time, it speaks very soft. And if your life is feeling constantly filled with noise, stress, distraction, or overwhelm, it becomes much harder to clear. And this is why practices like meditation, grounding, breath work, journaling, time in nature, and quiet reflection are so very powerful. That intuition grows in your stillness. Let's make it practical for a second. First, you need to slow down, because intuition is really difficult to hear in life. When there's this constantly, there's rushing around, there's noisiness, you really need to bring that down to a very calm stillness. Ground yourself before you do this, before seeking any sort of guidance. Just make sure you're grounding yourself first. And, of course, breathe, reconnect with your body and slow your nervous system down. And just pay attention to your body. And, of course, stop seeking constant validation from everyone around you. Trust yourself more. Here your intuition becomes, when you're trusting yourself the most and bringing yourself to this awareness. And finally, just start small. Intuition strengthens through practice. Follow some small nudges and notice what happens. And if you take anything from today's episode, let it be this. Your intuition is not something you need to force. It is something you learn to reconnect with. And the more grounded, present, and connected you become with yourself, the easier it is to come and trust what you already know. You're not disconnected from your intuition. You're simply learning how to hear yourself more clearly. And this is why we cover this work in my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program. For more information, please go to my website, www.coastalpsychicvibes.com, or my Facebook page, Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School. And, that's what all we've got to say today on intuition. So give yourself some practice, put yourself in some grounding, get some quiet time, and do some little testing on yourself. All righty. We got Paula today. Paula from Yankton, South Dakota.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Good, Paula. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Is there any questions or would you just like a general reading tonight? Or
Either a general reading or I don't know if you can answer me this. I was wondering, crystals keep on appearing on my nightstand. I was wondering if you knew who was sending them to me.
No problem. Is your dad passed away?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like it's dad because dad stepped in straight away.
Yeah, it freaked me out. I've been finding crystals on my nightstand when I wake up and some in my car, and I thought, wow.
He's trying to talk to you. Yeah. Look, talk to him. Thank him for that. And ask him for more signals. Ask him for more signs.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a message he wants to get to you.
Okay. Do you know of it? Because I have a dad and a stepdad, if it was which one it was.
Okay. I'm just going to use my pendulum for a moment. I don't know whether you can see it or not, but I'm just going to, for visual sake. Is this dad? Dad. Hey, I'm getting stepdad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting stepdad.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go through a few cards that have popped out for you. Are you procrastinator? Are you overanalyzing?
Yes.
Okay, there's a choice here that you need to make, apparently. It's saying you need to get clarity on what you desire and then move forward.
Okay. Makes sense.
Logic and organization. Logic and organization will increase your success. Charge of the situation. Is this a work thing? What's happening at work at the moment?
I'm taking care of two handicapped. They're my grandchildren, and I adopted them, and they're handicapped, so my life's devoted right now to them.
Okay, beautiful.
But, no, I'm kind of retired.
Yep. There's an opportunity. Have you got a partner at the moment?
No.
OK. Okay. Because the cards popped out and they're saying there's an opportunity for new penis.
Okay.
The end of a situation that brings relief. And what else have we got here? Main objective, fair mind, communicate clearly. Let's see what it's
communicate.
Yeah, communicate clearly, we say.
Okay, yeah, I have a trouble speaking about how I really feel, and I just pacify and just try to make everybody happy and I don't express how I'm feeling or if I'm upset, then like I'm happy.
Yep.
So, yeah, I do express myself.
Yeah, because the other part of the message is saying being emotionally unavailable.
Yeah. I just try to pass by and keep everybody happy and, you know, go with the flow.
Yep. So the Ten of Wands is telling me, you're saying a loving relationship with your children, raising children wisely. And successfully. So you're doing a great job with them. So don't ever feel like you're not.
Yeah, no, I've been getting a lot of recognition lately from the doctors. They even said with their disabilities, because they're not regular disabilities, and they said, you know, it's a miracle what you've done with these children. And that made me feel really good because I felt like I wasn't doing good enough for them.
You're absolutely doing everything and more.
Yes. Like I said, I love those kids so much. I do everything to them.
That's beautiful. Now, my other card that's popped out is the Hermit. Are you meditating at all?
I'm sorry.
Do you meditate?
I pray a lot. I'm not really good at meditating. I've been trying to take a natural herb to help me relax and stuff. And I've been kind of working with crystals because I kind of want to do crystal healing.
Yeah, perfect. Because what I feel like your dad and your stepdad are trying to tell you is that they want you to be able to get time for you. You need some time, whether it's meditation or just time in solitude. Give yourself time to find some self-discovery. I feel like you are going through a spiritual awakening, whether you feel like it or not. I feel like there's an awakening that you, and you possibly have been going through this for a couple of years.
Yes, and I'm just kind of exploring it. And first I used to hide it because people think you're a weirdo, you know, and I opened up once and somebody thought I went over the cuckoo's nest, you know, so I keep very hush hush about it, you know.
I've been there myself lately
stepping into it and studying it myself a little bit about what, you know, who I am and what's my purpose and everything, you know.
Excellent, because the card's almost also saying seek out a spiritual mentor. So I don't know if there's a women's group or a women's circle or somewhere where you can go to learn more about your spirituality, but they're saying if you can seek that out, that would be very beneficial for you. And it's also saying self-discovery.
Yep, I've been discovering a lot of stuff lately and it's been scaring me. Yep. You know, and
that's what stepdad's doing. Stepdad wants you to open up and find, you know, this is a real world that is out there. And I think he really wants you to tap into that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because this might sound weird. I'm all new to this, but I see things and know things, get predictions, and it freaks me out. And then a couple of times I told people. And,
this is all, and a lot of us have been there.
And it came true. And then I said, I have no idea. I just saw it in like a movie in my head, you know.
And absolutely. So that's called clairvoyance.
That's what?
Yep, we call that claircognizance. Claircognizance. It's a knowing. You just know things. And that's one of my main clairs. I'm a claircognizant. So you've got clairvoyance, clairaudience, and claircognizance is that just that knowing. And that sounds exactly what you've got.
That's why I hear spirit and see them.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's time to look into that for yourself. So, yeah, I think the more that you look into it, the more you'll find your way. Now, I was talking about someone coming in for you earlier. I just had the lover's card pop out for you. Intimate friendships. Make choices from the heart. And then also coming from that is the Knight of Water. Romantic, flirtatious, being swept off your feet, a sudden love affair. So don't be surprised if someone I feel like there's someone definitely coming in for you. Yeah. And you know what? Look, I think it's going to be more of a deep friendship. It's going to be an outlet for you from the children and just for you to realize that you're still desirable, you know. Just because we're getting older doesn't mean that we can be falling in love and having all these beautiful experiences come into our lives.
Yeah, and I think it's my friend because we've been friends for like 45 years. But, I kind of sense lately he's been liking me and I was like, oh, no. And so I've been kind of...
Oh, yes. No. It's him. I'm just using my pendulum and I'm getting a big yes. So... Yeah, I feel that he could be a little bit shy and doesn't want to sort of quite put himself out there. But I think, don't dismiss
it. Yeah, I think he's shy because I always tell him, no, I'm too busy to have a man. I'm not going to be in any relationship. I'm too busy with the kids.
Maybe you need to make the first move then. Maybe you need to invite him out for coffee or something and let him know that, there is an interest. Yeah, look, and even if you just go out once a week and just get you out of the house and just to have that, adult, communication. But I feel like it could develop over time.
Yeah, we sometimes go to lunch or have coffee and stuff, but never as a, not to me as a date, it's just friendship thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. Well, don't be surprised.
I would.
Thank you so much, Paul. You have a lovely night. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All the best. Suzanne from Skill in New York.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm here. I'm good. School. It's Sue-Ann.
Sue-Ann, sorry, it's my Sue-Ann. Pardon. How are you, Sue-Ann?
I'm good.
Were you just after a general reading tonight, or was there something that you need answers on or clarity?
Just a general reading, I think.
Sounds good. Well, the first card that pops out is the Justice card. Stand up for what you believe in. Try and see all sides of the situation. Let's see what else pops out for you. What else have we got now? Being unable or unwilling to make a decision. Follow your heart rather than try and make others happy. Overanalyzing a situation. Is any of this making sense?
No, not really.
That's okay. Okay. Happy news about your career. An excellent opportunity presents itself. What's happening at work at the moment
That'll
for you?
Good.
I feel like there's something coming through for you.
Good. That would be nice.
Yeah. What kind of work are you doing?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, lovely. I'm just going to grab some cards. Keep falling on the ground. Oh, sorry. A lack of self-confidence. Being afraid to take action. Take responsibility for your life. Make choices to support your path to happiness. Have faith the future is bright. Positive changes that bring an end to challenging times. The light at the end of the tunnel. This is all to do with your work at the moment.
Well, that's a big deal right now. Am I in a relationship? No.
Okay. Yeah, no, I feel like most of this is happening around your career at the moment. Okay. Hermit's popped out. Are you meditating?
Yes.
Good. Do you feel like you're going through a spiritual awakening?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Okay. Saying seek out a spiritual mentor, self-discovery. So don't be surprised down the track that, you find yourself leaning towards spirituality and just thinking a little bit more than what you can see, if that makes sense. You've got grown children?
I have no children.
No children. The card I've got is emotional contentment, happily ever after. What else is coming in for you? I feel like there could be a man coming through. What do you think? Thank you. Sometimes the cards come out so quick and then other times they take forever. Okay. Discontentment or boredom. I feel like that could be in your current job.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Okay, saying plan carefully before taking action. I feel like there's an offer or something coming through for you. Well, we said there's an excellent opportunity presents itself.
I hope so.
Yeah, no, it says that you pay a lot of attention to details, but they're saying they're waiting for the perfect timing. So I feel like this is definitely coming in for you, but it's just, I feel like we're looking at August. Because we've got a magical opportunity. Yeah. There's also saying a guardian angel, someone who watches over you. Now, has mum passed away?
Yes.
Okay, that's mum. She's stepping forward. Do you speak to her in your head?
Yes.
Like, do you talk to her at all? Good. I feel like she's, so we've all got a spirit team that work with us that we don't even know that usually they are most, and they want to help us in our everyday life, but until we invite them to intervene with us, they can't. So talk to mum, ask her for help, ask her to open doors with your career, and, yeah, magic can happen. So, yeah, definitely be speaking with mum as much as you can.
Okay.
And it's in that quiet time, that meditation time, that solitude time that, you know, that you can have a chat with her and ask her for that guidance.
Okay.
So I've got endings that lead to new beginnings. So a need to release situations that hold you back. Is also giving you spiritual transformation. So I feel like there is a spiritual happening for you that you might not realize. Look, I had been in my spiritual awakening for years before I even knew that was actually what was actually happening. So don't be surprised. The other card that's popped out is the High Priestess. It's saying meditate and turn inward to discover your soul's true desire. And I feel that meditation is also where you can speak to your spirit team, speak to your mum, and gain some clarity. Because we've got the Strength card here. Personal power and assertiveness portrayed with kindness, realizing you're stronger than you know. And then the Magician, magic is alive in your life. What you need to be success will manifest. If you believe you can do it. So this is about mindset as well. You know, what we think and what we focus on, we bring into our reality. We are the creators of our reality. So just keep that positive mindset as much as possible and really, you know, focus on those things that you really want to have in your life, you know, that new job or bringing that man in and so forth. Time to take action. Give birth to your dreams. Creative projects will be very successful. Abundance and prosperity. Some beautiful cards coming out for you.
Good.
Yeah. There's a better way that will make you happier. Exciting intellectual challenge. And that's work. Beautiful. Yeah, this new job's going to make all the difference for you. You'll be actually using your brain more and just, yeah. Let's see what we can finish today on. Okay, sharing your wealth with others less fortunate.
I do that now.
Taking the next steps. Yeah, beautiful. Taking the next steps. Partnering with others who share your dreams. Expanding your plans. Bold and ambitious choices. And to finish on, we've got the World. Brilliant success, a joyful time of accomplishment, and spiritual enlightenment. So that's there again for you. So I definitely feel like this is, you're in the middle of a spiritual awakening. But they're also saying be proud of yourself. You know, you've got yourself to where you are today. And again, you're the creator of your reality. What you're focusing on, what your mindset is really focusing on what you want and bringing those in. Thank you so much. I'm really grateful for you calling through tonight, Suzanne.
Thank you very, very much for your time, and may you be blessed.
You're so welcome, and to you.